This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, remember that shooting last week near the Citadel Mall? Well, both victims in that shooting died at a local hospital. Yesterday, the El Paso County Coroner's Office completed an autopsy for both victims. They've been identified as 58-year-old James Love of Colorado Springs and 62-year-old Kevin Patterson of Colorado Springs. Detectives have continued their investigation and have identified a suspect. Detectives have an arrest warrant for 43-year-old Lamar Taylor on the charge of murder in the first degree, two counts, along with other charges. The suspect is not in custody, and detectives from the Colorado Springs Police Department Homicide Assault Unit and Violent Offender Fugitive Task Force have been actively trying to locate him. If you have any information, you're asked to call police. The deaths of the two are the 23rd and 24th homicide investigation in the city of Colorado Springs. Last year, there were 25 homicide investigations at this same time last year. And El Paso County Sheriff officers are on the scene of a reported stabbing that occurred on Kokomo Street in Widefield. The information is being gathered right now. We have a crew at Fontaine Boulevard and Kokomo Street to get the latest on this stabbing. No word on any motive or victims or suspect information at this time. Some experts say newly drawn legislative maps would give Colorado Democrats an edge. The maps are released yesterday, were released yesterday, but are not necessarily the final maps. The independent commission reviewing has until October 11th to submit charges or changes in that Supreme Court document. The commission can also ask nonpartisan staff to submit their proposed maps changes until then. The current proposal will keep Democrats' advantage in 22 state Senate districts based on general voting practices in 2020, while the House would remain at a 41-24 advantage. Well, more than 9.1 million people are casting their ballots in California's recall election. The latest numbers by political data show 41% of recall ballots have been returned by the mid-afternoon election day today. Of the returned ballots, 51% are registered Democrats, 26% are from registered Republicans, and 23% are from the independent voters. ABC News will have much more on this story coming up. Well, need a job? Amazon plans to hire 2,200 new workers in Colorado, in the Colorado Springs area. The online retailer says it needs workers for the newly opened fulfillment center, its sorting center, two new delivery stations, and four positions at Whole Foods Market. Amazon already has about 2,500 employees in Colorado Springs and 16,000 statewide. Anyone who's interested can apply online. You can find that website on KRDO.com. Moving down the script, meanwhile, Colorado Springs city leaders are considering several options for millions of dollars in federal pandemic relief money coming to Colorado Springs. Development manager Steve Posey said the $93 million is courtesy of the American Rescue Plan Act and will go towards a variety of projects and other housing needs.
We have about a little less than 200 units that are specifically for folks who are trying to exit homelessness. And it's a very supportive type of housing model where the tenants actually have access to the services and support that they need to stay stably housed. We feel like we need about 200 more units of that type of housing here in the community.
Yesterday, City Council continued the discussion on how best to spend that money. And finally, a Colorado Springs developer is planning a mixed-use properties idea near North Tejon. Newbar Development of Colorado Springs says they're looking to turn the former YMCA building at 316 North Tejon into two restaurants and an office space. Additionally, new luxury condominiums would be going in that area. City planners will still have to approve the project and the proposal, but the company has a good rapport with the Springs area, and they've recently remodeled the trolley building along South Tejon.
A few strong to severe storms are likely across El Paso County and Pueblo County this afternoon into the early evening hours. These storms could contain some large hail, damaging winds, and the possibility of an isolated tornado or two. Of course, as these storms track across the eastern plains, they will continue to hold their strength, becoming strong to severe. We'll calm down overnight tonight. Temperatures in the 50s and 60s. rebound with some sunshine back in the forecast for Wednesday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.